Podchaser has been bought. The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. Acast is to acquire Podchaser, which calls itself the world's most comprehensive and authoritative podcast database. It's a deal worth $34 million. Podchaser, which is expected to make a profit next year, will continue to operate as a separate brand. It contains data of more than 4.5 million podcasts, including advertising information. From the investor call earlier this morning, Acast CEO Ross Adams explained why the acquisition made sense.
Podcasters will benefit from enhanced discoverability to drive their growth and monetization goals. And advertisers will benefit from superior performance metrics, enabling them to more efficiently reach their valuable audiences with access to data points covering demographics, consumption, reach and favourability.
In other news, BBC Sounds saw an increase of 23% of UK plays in 2021-22. Total weekly users increased by 8%, but the number of 16 to 34-year-olds using it decreased slightly. No figures for podcast consumption were given. I've looked more closely at the data in my personal newsletter at james.crid.land. The app appears now to be listing some third-party content. It's also added variable speed playback for iOS users last week. We're told it's rolling out on Android too. Live One's podcast company Podcast One might be stepping out by itself. The company, which has just closed an $8.1 million funding round, says it hopes to be a separate public company before the end of the year. Formerly known as Live by Live, Live One acquired Podcast One in 2020, but the parent company has had financial troubles. In Australia, got time to huddle under the doona and fill out a survey. A group looking to create a guide to fair pay standards across the Australian podcasting industry has created a survey to find out more about Aussie podcaster working conditions. If you could fill it in and share it with a mate or two, that would be brilliant. In the UK, Podcast Radio is to launch a brand extension, Podcast Radio Business, and the Future Hindsight podcast has a new website and new logo illustration. It's a Monday, so time for some tech stuff. The podcast social interact tag has been finalized in the new podcast namespace. It allows a podcaster to attach a link to a root post of a conversation on somewhere like Twitter, Mastodon, or other places. It also allows podcasters to opt out of public comments if they want to. Our feed, podnews.net/RSS, has links to a Lightning comments feed and to Twitter if you want to try it out. Open podcast app AntennaPod is celebrating its 10th year anniversary and would like to invite past, current and future users to celebrate this Friday in a virtual meetup. And the Podcast Index's weekly data dump will shortly contain categories and podcast descriptions up to a character limit. In People News, Kenzie Wilbur has been hired by Salt as VP of Partnerships and Development. She joins from Luminary, and Rob Adler also joins Salt as Head of Post-Production. He joins from Spotify. And in podcast news, Laurie Hood's Difference Makers returns for a new season, interviewing people who've dedicated their lives to animal protection and safety. The goal of the podcast series is to dramatically reduce the need for rescue and refuge. And African Folk Tales with Miss Jojo has returned for a new season, the Webby Award-winning multicultural children's podcast, produced by ABF Creative and hosted by Heidi Quiat, is back for a new season, this time also exploring folk tales from Haiti and Jamaica. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.